For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. On a warm, cloudless day along the Congaree River, two KC City workers place a 6-foot red ribbon behind a podium, ready for a ceremony.
It had a twist in it.
Get the twist out. There you go.
Have a straight ribbon.
The ribbon's cutting is the last step of the grand reopening of Casey's rebuilt boat ramp and dock. A small audience has gathered to celebrate the return of the popular recreational spot after being closed for a year and a half.
Thank y'all so much for coming to the reopening ceremony of the Thomas H. Newman Boat Landing.
That's Casey's mayor, Elise Parton. She explains the devastating flood in October of 2015 mangled the dock, flipping some sections over and disconnecting others. Parton says the dock used to attract more than 100 boats per week. She's received an influx of calls from locals who are upset to lose it. The closest ramp is 15 minutes away and on the other side of the river.
We didn't know how much folks loved this ramp until it was closed. When is it going to open? We want it open. It's striper season. It's catfish season.
She acknowledges a year and a half is a long time to wait for a dock's repair. But she says the process wasn't simple. There were a lot of hoops to jump through.
So technically you have to get it denied by your insurance first, and then you take it to FEMA, and then you work through their channels, and then then you get the contractor.
The city of Casey joined with the Department of Natural Resources and FEMA to restore the landing to pre-flood status. Even when there were funds to make the repairs, Parton says a lot of contractors were already tied up with other flood-related work. Bill Stangler is the Congaree Riverkeeper. He says he was bombarded with calls and emails asking when the ramp would reopen. People saying,
I want to get out on the river, whether it's fishing or boating or just somewhere to go. So it's been a constant question, and I'm happy I can now answer. It's open. Get to it.
Stangler says this boat landing is unique because it's the longest trip you can get in town. The next landing is a 2-day trip downstream. As the mayor finishes her statements, the small audience stands ready to watch her cut the ceremonial ribbon in front of the Thomas Newman boat landing. Though the namesake himself has passed, his wife is there for the reopening. Mayor Parton picks up foot-long scissors and, with Miss Newman, prepares to cut the ribbon.
You want to help me cut, Miss Newman?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it together. You ready?
Okay.
All right, let's get it right up in there. All right, y'all ready? You want to count down for us?
3, 2, 1.
At that moment, 24-year-old Stuart Pound and his friend back a motorboat down the ramp and towards the water. He's anxious to give the new ramp a try.
I'm extremely happy that it's back, and it's right down the road from me. Like I said, I don't have to go across and go down Bluff Road and get in the traffic. So, you know, I thought about starting a GoFundMe page just to get it started back up faster.
The only other ramp close to Pound is 15 minutes away. He's glad to be done making that drive. The truck pulls back into the water and drops Pound off as he sounds the motor. The Thomas Newman boat landing is back in full force. The landing is located within 8 miles of Riverwalk. A large section of the Riverwalk is still damaged by the flood. Mayor Elise Parton says repairing that remains a top priority. I'm Cooper McKim with South Carolina Public Radio.